September 22, Jesus our Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Christ spoke no words revealing his importance or showing his superiority. He did not ignore his fellow beings. He made no assumption of authority because of his relation to God. But his words and actions showed him to be possessed of a knowledge of his mission and character. He spoke of heavenly things as one to whom everything heavenly was familiar. He spoke of his intimacy and oneness with the Father as a child would speak of its connection with its parents. He spoke as one who had come to enlighten the world with his glory. He never patronized the schools of the rabbis, for he was the teacher sent by God to instruct mankind. As one in whom all restorative power is found, Christ spoke of drawing all men unto him, and of giving the life everlasting. In him there is power to heal every physical and every spiritual disease. Christ came to our world with a consciousness of more than human greatness, to accomplish a work that was to be infinite in its results. Where do you find him when doing this work? In the house of Peter the fisherman, resting by Jacob's well, telling the Samaritan woman of the living water. He generally taught in the open air, but sometimes in the temple, for he attended the gatherings of the Jewish people. But oftenest he taught them sitting on a mountainside or in a fisherman's boat. He entered into the lives of these humble fishermen. His sympathy was enlisted in behalf of the needy, the suffering, the despised, and many were attracted to him. When the plan of redemption was laid, it was decided that Christ should not appear in accordance with his divine character, for he could not then associate with the distressed and the suffering. He must come as a poor man. He could have appeared in accordance with his exalted station in the heavenly courts, but no. He must reach to the very lowest depths of human suffering and poverty, that his voice might be heard by the burdened and disappointed. Signs of the Times, June 24, 1897.